Matthew chapter 19. And it came to pass that when Yeshua had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coasts of Judea beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came to him, tempting him, saying to him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? He answered and said to them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore Elohim has joined together, let not man put asunder. They said to him, Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? And he said unto them, Moshe, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And whosoever marries her which is put away, commits adultery. His disciples say to him, If the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said to them, All men cannot receive this saying, save they who it is given. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, and there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Then were there brought to him little children, that he should put his hands upon them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Yeshua said, Permit little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is of the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hand on them, and departed from there. And behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I might have eternal life? And he said to them, to him, Why do you call me good? There's none good but one, and that is Elohim. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said to him, Which commandments? Yeshua said, You shall do no murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young men said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What do I lack yet? Yeshua said to him, If you will be perfect, go and sell what you have, give it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Yeshua to his disciples, Truly I say to you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Elohim. When his disciples heard it, they were amazed exceedingly, and saying, Who can be saved? Yeshua, behold, held them and said to them, With men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. And then answered Peter and said to him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed you. What shall we have therefore? Yeshua said to them, Truly I say to you, that you which have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his majesty, you shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that has forsaken houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last. And the last shall be first. End of chapter.